What is a core negative image, and how can understanding this concept help you have less conflict and less fights? This is Healthy Relationship Secrets for Parents, the podcast that saves your relationship from parenthood. My mission is to help parents have a thriving relationship and be great parents at the same time. My name is Jason A. Polk, and I've worked exclusively with couples as a therapist and coach for over 9 years. On this podcast, I share my experience professionally and personally, as well as those of our amazing guests. A core negative image, also known as CNI, is how we see our partner when triggered by something they said or did. It's a negative caricature of our partner at their worst. Another way to put it, it's like our worst fears coming alive in our partner. It's a deep fear because we may have experienced such behavior growing up. So when we're CNI triggered, that means we have a lens and we're viewing our partner through that lens of the negative image we have of them. And the reason why we talk about this is to make that CNI explicit for both people. Because when we are in CNI triggered and we're engaging with our partner, it's kind of like a Chinese finger trap where the more we try to pull out of it, the more we stay stuck. So that's a reason for making the CNI we have of our partner explicit. And the idea of the core negative image was developed by my mentor, Terry Real. And the relationship therapy group, they have an exercise for the CNI. And I'm going to walk through it using my own relationship in order to think about and put this concept to use in your relationship. Again, so the purpose of this is to end vicious and repetitive cycles. The first thing you do is to make the core negative image of each other explicit. Again, the relationship therapy group developed this worksheet. And the first question is, in a paragraph, write your CNI of your partner. Basically, what that means is you list out adjectives that describe your partner when he or she is at their worst. And you list out adjectives such as lazy, stubborn, whatever it is, etc. And reflecting on this, the negative adjectives that I have on my wife when I am CNI triggered by her is that she's anxious, messy, and unaffectionate. And you may be thinking, geez, Jason, that sounds a little bit harsh. Well, the thing is, a reminder is that this is a caricature of my partner at their worst. Times when they're doing well, times when I'm doing well, I don't look at them through this lens. And so that's important. Then the next question is, what is your partner's CNI of you? And I haven't done this with Jess in a while, and maybe we should do this, but hers would be, at least as of now, I think it would be judgmental, critical, we'll throw in man-child, spendthrift, basically kind of crappy with money. And that would be the CNI she has of me. And the next question is there a childhood link of your CNI to your childhood experience growing up? And if so, put a check next to each adjective. And doing some reflection on this definitely checks to two of them. And those two are anxious and unaffectionate. I would say that my mom was anxious and kind of a worrywart, and definitely that my dad was unaffectionate. Because a combo of those two would be my worst fears coming true, because that was an experience or a theme that I did not particularly like growing up. In regards to the adjective of unaffectionate, that was something that I didn't get. And so it took a little bit of time to reflect on that, to be aware of that lack. And now I know it's something that I wish that I had. So when she's triggered, when I'm triggered, it's almost like we have one foot in the present and one foot in the past. The next part of this is to acknowledge the truth of your CNI. And the worksheet says, this can be liberating. So instead of denying it, be like, oh my God, my wife is so wrong by thinking I'm judgmental, critical, man-child, spendthrift. You know, I embrace it because in a way, there is some truth in it. However, it is an exaggeration of me at my worst, and it does not acknowledge me on my best day or a normal day, but there is some truth in it. And likewise, she would admit that there is some truth to my CNI I have of her. And step number three, identify CNI busting behaviors. So this is important. Me knowing that my wife CNI of me is judgmental, critical, spendthrift, I do the opposite. So this is actually something that I've worked on. Times when I'm judgmental, sometimes comes up when I'm tired. I can be more critical. I can be judgmental. And this is the checklist that I do. I tell myself, Jason, what are all the good things that she's doing? If that works, cool. Next thing I do, if that doesn't work, I'll understand my part. You know, if I'm being judgmental because the house is messy, I'll think about what is my part in that. If that doesn't work, and sometimes it doesn't when I'm tired, the last thing I will do is simply tell myself, Jason, don't speak. If I'm in that judgmental state of mind, don't speak, because that can be a CNI trigger for her. And when it comes to spendthrift, this is definitely something we worked on because I have been pretty crappy with money in the past. If I walk up to her and I say, hey, dear, let's talk about the budget, that would be a CNI busting behavior that I would do for her. And also, if I acknowledge something that she's doing as good, if I give her some appreciation, that in a way is the opposite of judgmental. That would be a CNI busting behavior that I could do for her. And likewise, for me, I said, anxious, unaffectionate, she comes up to me and gives me a hug. That's a CNI busting behavior. It doesn't have to be big. Also, I didn't add there, I think she can be a little bit tight with money, probably because I've been so irresponsible with money. Someone has to, as a common dynamic in relationships. But if she says, hey, Jason, I got a sitter and let's go out to sushi. All right. That would be a CNI busting behavior that she could do. And so this is important. In a way, it can be a compass. And the exercise here says, this is your operating instructions. And so basically knowing these adjectives, the negative image that Jess has of me, basically what I can do is the opposite. And the worksheet says, and Terry Real says this as well, anytime you behave the opposite of your partner CNI, your behaviors reassure your partner. And then the last thing to do, and this is in terms of having less conflict, and this takes a little bit of insight and awareness. The next time you two are triggered, simply stop. The worksheet recommends set up dead stop contracts. So this relies on both partners' cooperation. But basically, this is an agreement to end the fight. So when you have identified each other's CNIs, if you notice that your CNI triggered, that is the cue to stop. Because if you hang in there and interact with each other through the lens of the negative image you have of each other, it's not going to go well. And so whenever you hear the agreed upon signal that you two have, you come to a dead stop. And basically you pledge to honor it. So that is it. To identify the negative image you have of each other. And when triggered, stop. And the next thing you do is to identify behaviors that are the opposite. And this will create positive sentiment, which in theory will make it so there is less conflict. A lot of times conflict comes because both partners end up assuming the worst, are quick to be CNI triggered. But if you start to build that positive sentiment, then you have more bandwidth and you'll be less triggered. So give that a go. And I'm going to put the link to the exercise in the show notes. And also the concept of the core negative image is in A New Rules of Marriage by Terry Real. It really helps, and it helps a lot of couples that I work with. Thanks for listening.